title of today's message is Finding Favor and High Esteem with God and Man. In Proverbs 3 and 4, we find some interesting information. In Proverbs 3, verse 3, it says, if we do something, Proverbs 4 goes on and says, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. So whatever is included in that Proverbs 3:3 is the method, is the way, the secret, we could say, of how can we find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. It's unusual that something works positively with God and man. Often the things of man do not earn favor with God and vice versa. But in this case, it says that that if we do the thing that's listed in Proverbs 3:3, it will give us favor and high esteem. And so we'll list Proverbs 3:3 now. We'll go through it. And it says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So the secret to having favor and high esteem with God and man is to not let mercy and truth forsake us, to have those qualities. And again, I've listed the definitions of mercy and truth in the Hebrew word that each one uses. Mercy, interestingly, is the word kesed, which reminds me of Sam Licorice. He has a son that is named that. And how surprised he'll be to find out that there's a Hebrew word that means mercy. I think Sam knew that when he named his son. So mercy means kindness. So if we want to be liked by man, if we want to find favor with man, with God, we need to be kind. By implication, it's kindness towards God. And again, it means favor, good deeds. If we do good deeds for people, we'll earn their respect and we'll earn their favor. Being kindly, loving kindness, showing loving kindness to people, being merciful to people. Interestingly, this word shows up 247 times in the King James Bible, so it's a word that God uses very often. And so mercy is one of those characteristics that earns us favor with mankind, with God. And we understand that because if we look at the opposite, if we're not merciful, if we're not kind to people, if we don't show loving kindness, if we don't show any good deeds towards someone, then why would they feel positive towards us? The second word is truth. The Hebrew is listed there. And it means stability, certainty, truth, trustworthiness, faithfulness, being right and sure and true. And again, this word appears 127 times. And in our society, truth is something that has an even more special meaning, because so often today, when we watch TV, when we hear our politicians talk to us, or different leaders in our schools or universities or town councils, so often we realize that we're not hearing truth. And when someone is lying to you, you don't find favor with that person. When you know that they're lying, their lips are moving, and you know that they're just telling you this big whopper, and it makes you mad, you know, to be disrespected that way by someone lying right directly to you. And so if you want to find favor and high esteem with men, or with God, you don't lie to them. Good luck trying to lie to God. It doesn't work. You can never lie to God. He knows all. You can sometimes fool men, but when they catch you in your lie, it undoes any benefit you might have gotten by tricking them. So once again, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And in doing so, you'll find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. So the one question I had is, why does God value mercy? And one of the reasons is because it's God's way. God is a merciful God. And a great example of that is in Psalm 136. And I don't list the entire psalm here, but I do list a number of verses. And the interesting thing about this psalm is when it was read, it was meant to be read partly by the person up front and partly by the congregation. And so I'll read the first part of the verse, and I'll ask you to repeat back the second part of the verse. Psalm 136, verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the God of gods for his... For?
For his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who has done, who alone does great wonders.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who laid out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who made great lights.
For his mercy endures forever."
Certainly talking about God's creating ability there. And then in verse 10, "To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endures forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endures forever.
With strong hand and with outstretched arm." Certainly talking about the Exodus period where God saved Israel. And then in verse 24 it says, "And rescued us from our enemies." Who gives food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. So we can see from Psalm 136 that God's mercy endures forever. Mercy is an intricate part of God, who he is. So the next question is, why does God value truth? And once again, God values truth because it's his way. In Psalm 119, verse 160, it says, "All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal." So every word that God speaks is truth. And again, we contrast that today with how much we hear that is lies. And sometimes we like to be childlike and we just like to accept what people say and believe that it's going to be, believe it's true. But we know that we can't do that. We have to have our guard up all the time. In 1 Kings 17, we have the story of Elijah. And for a period of time, there was a famine, and he met with a widow and her son just before she was about to kill them because of the famine. And Elijah caused the oil and the flour that she had to never run out through an entire famine. And whenever Elijah was in the area, he would stop, and the widow would set out a little area for Elijah to stay. And so the woman felt that she'd be favored for this, and she was, but her son died. And so when her son died, she spoke with Elijah, and she was heartbroken, and she was angry with Elijah and angry with God. "Why would you cause my son to die?" So Elijah went upstairs to where the son was, and starting here in verse 22, it says, "Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back into him, and he revived." And in verse 23, Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room of the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." So here we have an example of a child that's brought back to life, who was dead and was brought back to life. And what does the woman say? The woman says to Elijah, "Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth." So God isn't necessarily talking so much about us being super truthful. Hopefully we're truthful in all that we say and do. But when it's the word of God, what we find in Scripture, we know that it's truth. And so we look forward now to some other verses where God talks about mercy and truth. In the big caption that's there, it talks about Psalm 85:10, and it says, mercy and truth meet. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Sometimes people don't see that these are compatible, mercy and truth. But Scripture shows that they are compatible. Mercy, sometimes you get the idea of God being a just God, but He's also a merciful God. And we have read verses showing that He's also a truthful God. In the next caption, it says, do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. So here's a promise of God to give mercy and truth as a gift from God. Not to those that devise evil, but to those that devise good. And again, we've seen the benefits of mercy and truth. It gives you favor with God and with man as well. So we stated today, we've covered Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. So I thought I would end today with a bonus verse. Ooh, what's the bonus verse? In Proverbs 3, verse 1, it says, if you do something. In verse 2, it says, for length of days, you'll get length of days from it, and long life, and peace will they add to you. So, if anyone is interested in having length of days, long life, and peace, you just need to open your Bibles to Proverbs 3, verse 1, and you'll find the answer of how to get length of days, long life, and peace.